Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
Welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you, which is perfect for capturing ideas, organizing thoughts, being creative, increasing productivity, and sharing thoughts with others. Thanks for joining us.
Just felt like that it was corporate music time again.
I mean, 100%. This one actually should be the corporate music from The Office because it's the corporate statement of Hammerhill. Paper.
I know paper. That. I know that name. Why do I? Is that like the paper that?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Hammer Mill.
Is Hammer that the paper schools paper. Always use?
I think it might be Post-its.
Is it?
There's a bunch of Post-it. I mean, Post-it is its own brand. I know. Post-it. Yeah. Hammer Mill paper. It does sound really familiar. Or maybe it's like office. A Bond.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
I think it's Office. I bet it's like. I bet it's that printer sheets.
Bring the Hammer Mill to your office.
Hammer Mill.
For capturing ideas. All right.
I know. We're always just like right down the rabbit hole of like whatever weird company Rich has found. we can do this. We can do this. We have things.
I got good vibes.
Aw, vibes.
Good vibes only, you might
good
say.
Good vibes only.
Have you seen the good vibes trend?
We talked about vibes in general.
Yeah, yeah.
But well, good I guess vibes, I haven't seen the... Oh, there's signs. Merch.
I've seen these in actual yards around my neighborhood. More often in June during Pride Month. I think there's kind of a loose connection there. But there's also a coffee shop over in Malibu that sells mugs, you know, to go with their coffee shop, and they say good vibes only. It's definitely a thing. The good vibes only trend
of wow. Like,
hey, you know what? Just subtly,
I've
low
had
key,
enough.
Like, could we all just freaking get along?
I'll just chill the hell out.
I really love good vibes only, particularly.
Only.
Because it's
oh, God. I have totally seen, like, the neon signs and stuff. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You see them sometimes on restaurants, cafes, bars, places like that. Like, if you don't have good vibes, you're not welcome here.
You're not welcome. It's a movement.
Right?
Yeah. I looked it up, and it literally, these people, somebody, Bon Vita or something, claims in 2015 that they started hashtag GVO.
Okay.
A movement commonly used to describe a positive way of living to ultimately live and achieve the good life. And this is in parentheses, hashtag TGL.
Oh my gosh. Hashtag TGL. Whoa, this is why you have a producer. Rich Straffolino points out that Aperol has it in their corporate statement.
No. Good, but wow. I mean, that is, it's thing-tastic. It's thing-orific. But yeah, you're right, though, because clearly it's been around for a while and Aperol caught on. But like these signs, it's the merch that I think has gotten a lot more. And you know what? Frankly, I'm kind of happy to see the fact that people are like, I'm buying good vibes only crap. I can't take it anymore.
I mean... I'm not going to lie. As much as I want to roll my eyes at the sort of like, you know, hashtag TGL, I'm all for this. I'm 100%. We have two good vibes only coffee mugs from that place in Malibu.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that is hysterical. There's, of course, a good vibes only corp. Wow. Yeah. You know what? I'm here for it. I'm here for these vibes. Yes. Yeah. Vibe check. Good. Only.
The worry with something like this for me is that you overcorrect and you get militant about the good vibes and, you know, somebody isn't allowed to have a bad day because good vibes only. But I don't feel like that's the problem right now. You know what I mean? Like, let's solve for the problem that actually has. And if anything, that's we could use a little overcorrection for a little bit, you know,
fine.
When it becomes a problem, then we could deal with it.
I'm picturing though, because I've seen this like TikTok a million times of like, there's a cat that hits like a seal like a huge sea lion comes up in front of it and the cat like whacks it across the face. And I could imagine that being paired with a sound that's like, good vibes only. I'm not saying I watch a lot of TikTok.
Yeah.
I'm only saying that cat is good. I'm not saying that
if you make that, Molly, you will go viral.
Good vibes only. There, I had to do the sound. I had to create the sound on the fly.
That's fantastic.
Oh, that's amazing.
Okay, anyway,
love it.
So yeah,
gonna get one.
It's a thing. Now has a new policy. good vibes only.
Vibes only. We're not even gonna check the vibe.
Well, no, we're not gatekeepers for the vibes.
No, it's not a vibe check.
No,
there's only one allowed. And that's that.
Yeah.
I am so excited to see that this trend that I was noticing and was thinking was really funny and was seeing everywhere is actually pretty new. Perhaps you have seen on Twitter or, you know, on TikTok, the she's a 10, but, or he's a 10, but. Mm. So like a common tweet construction would be, actually, there was one that made me laugh out loud the other day because it said she's a 9.1, but she's inflation. And well, I was like,
the example,
that's the day that I was like, this has reached peak. This is peak.
Yeah. Yeah. The example one on Know Your Meme, if anybody doesn't quite get it yet, is she's a 10, but she claps when the plane lands. Right. So
right.
It's like this person is great and perfect, except for this flaw, which is kind of a, you know, is it a deal breaker? I don't know. It doesn't really matter. That's the joke. So she's a 9.1, but she's inflation.
Made me laugh so hard. But yeah, so it like literally arrived on Twitter where people were playing it as an actual game. Uh-huh. Like, I think kind of like the deal breaker game. So like, he's a 6, but he drives a nice truck. What does that make him?
Oh,
and then okay. One player uh-huh. says an 8 and the other one says a 7.5. Uh-huh. And it was this TikToker. This seems to be the origin story. This TikToker, Leah Woods, posted this where they're playing this game in the car. Mm-hmm. And then of course, you know, it went on. And then it spread across TikTok with all these funny jokes. And then it showed up on Twitter and it would be like, easy, like she's a 10, but she bites the skin off her lips when she's anxious. Mm-hmm. And then it just got even, you know, funnier and fun.
Yeah,
and then it
right.
frankly just
people
got
run with it. Yeah.
Hilarious.
They got on top each other. So
yes. And once I saw she's a 9.1, but she's inflation, I was like, yep. That's the one right there.
I can't wait for the unemployment one.
Oh, ouch. Yeah, exactly. I'm looking because our Gen Z producer, who is so funny, had a really good one, and I'm literally gonna have to scroll through her Twitter to find it. Oh yeah, he's an 8. There's like, oh, it's so good. He's an 8, but he tweeted a tech billionaire pullout joke. Because those were all the rage a few days ago for reasons that we don't even want to explain. Yeah.
Also, does it bother anyone that we're rating people with a number in this joke? No, good vibes only.
Don't care. Good vibes only. Exactly. Oh my God. Jinx. Exactly. Oh my God.
I would like to, this is canonization here. This one's been around for a while, but I have noticed an uptick of use, and that thing that makes something a special thing when you notice it creeping out of its core usage, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. Where you're like, wait a minute, that's a weird place for that phrase to show up. But the phrase is glow up.
Did you do that on purpose?
I did.
What a good rhyme.
I absolutely saw it coming and leaned right into it. Urban Dictionary defines glow up as a mental, physical, and an emotional transformation for the better.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like showing up, but getting better, you know, I glow up.
Glow up's been around. Yeah.
I've seen more people using it over the past several months. This is hockey related, but that's not the point. A bunch of people showing up for a hockey player's weddings, and the tweet was, "Our boys all glowed up for the Shen nuptials." And it's a picture of everybody all dressed up nice, right?
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, okay. So it's evolving.
Yeah.
It has a past tense now. It's a group application, mm-hmm, as opposed mm-hmm. to a single.
Used by hockey players.
It's also used by hockey players, which is hilarious. Oh, I like that. That's good. Okay. Yeah. I like it. That's good, actually, because glow up has been around, and I don't know if we ever memorialized it, right.
It's like been kicking around, but I think when I saw it, I saw it in a couple other places and was thinking like, ooh, glow up. I might have to go with that one. And then as soon as I saw the hockey wedding use it, I was like, oh, yep, nope. That's that now goes in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah. Before I move on to my next thing, I just have to say that I searched Twitter briefly and found one that says he's an 8, but he's working on being a van life guy. And in my opinion, that may be the perfect implementation.
That
of
is
this.
That's a litmus test right there.
It's like a real one.
Yeah,
that's a really, really real one. Like, I want to see TikTok take that one on.
That's gonna sort. That's like a sorting hat. Like, he's an 8, but he's working on being a van life guy. Does that make him a 9? Go to the right. Does it make him a 7? Go to the left.
Yeah, I mean, these are funny. He's an 8, but he doesn't know the lyrics to Blender yet. These are funny. Yeah. Funny.
Times.
He's a 10. He's a 10, but I tell him he's an 8 because you can't give men that much power. Okay, no, I'm moving on. I'm on my
good
next
vibes
thing.
Only.
Good vibes only. And let me just say, the next thing has vibes. That's for sure. So we have talked in the past about sassy corporate Twitter accounts. Mm-hmm. And I have a sassy corporate Twitter alert that has definitely become a viral sensation. And that thing is Radio Shack's Twitter feed.
Oh, because if people don't know, Radio Shack recently transformed.
Yeah. Into a sassy Twitter account.
Well, and into a member of the crypto life.
Right, exactly. So in keeping with its new cultural vibe, if you will, the Radio Shack Twitter account has gone completely ape doodle. Like a picture of a woman in gloves making an, oh, that stinks smell. And it says, when someone has pickle toots. And tweets such as, maybe if Radio Shack made deodorant, my boss would start wearing it. and people from my, this is from the Radio Shack account. People from my high school are getting married and I'm being criminally horny on the official Radio Shack account.
IDK Wyatt formatted like that.
I mean, they're just.
This is moments after she nonstop. Shacked my rad till I owe.
Yep. Yeah, that one happened. There was a tweet that just said P GIFs. I mean, I literally, I'm just like, this is a corporate account. If this tweet hits 10,000 likes, I'll make an OnlyFans account. Is what the official Radio Shack account tweeted. Like, my childhood is dead.
You are blocked from following Jappleby, screenshot. Is with the following text, journalist, Radio Shack bad, Radio Shack, no you, journalist.
You mean? And then some like super dirty ones, and then a bunch of like, of course, you know, not surprisingly, like crypto listings. And
well, yeah, this all goes with Radio Shack becoming a crypto platform, right?
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is crazy.
It's,
It's now
Radio Shack Swap. You can list your tokens.
Yep. And if you, and I'm also sort of warning you because like, if you're, you know, Gen X / boomery, if you're of a certain age and you just didn't know that this had happened and you went to the Radio Shack Twitter feed and it said, if you bitch slap someone in the comment section, but no one's there to see it, does it make a sound?
Yeah.
You could be confused and upset.
Radio Shacks still exist. There are not very many of them left, and they are not what they used to be. They're usually just phone stores and stuff like that. So you could be in a situation where you live near a Radio Shack that's been there all your life. You haven't really noticed that it changed from selling resistors to, you know, selling Sprint and track phones, but it's there. And then one day you look on Twitter and see this.
And it's all woke up feeling rough, but remembered I put a stripper's kid through college last night. We all good.
Yeah.
And you were like,
well, and what what I think will make it clear for everyone, if you haven't looked at the account already, is that the R logo from Radio Shack is wearing emoji sunglasses.
Yes, that is true.
I mean, that tells you everything you need to know.
Yeah. Input Magazine, thanks, Producer Rich, did a story, a meet the guy behind Radio Shack's horny Twitter account. Chief Marketing Officer Abel Zupor is bringing the 100-year-old company into the shit posting era.
Good. Finally.
Great. Just what I needed. If you live long enough, all of your heroes will die.
Well, it's not like Radio Shack wasn't on life support already. So, yeah.
I guess so. Anyway, sassy Twitter alert.
Sassy Twitter alert. I like
it. It's a thing.
It's definitely a thing. We also get things from you through the email feedback at itsathing.me. Larry comes in with some hot takes on Green Bubbles and Minions. All right. Larry did not get the good vibes only memo. No, I'm just going to
prepare you for that.
Larry writes, I'm so tired of the idiotic green bubble, blue bubble by never-ending diatribes. I'm using the archaic definition from Merriam-Webster Dictionary. You rightly point out that Google picked up a nearly obsolete SMS replacement and demands everyone follow it. They can't build their own programs that succeed, and building on Android is only successful because they give it away. An easier interface would be nice, but why force the minority platform to comply? From other reports I heard regarding the people in suits at Minions in some English theaters, I think there was more nuance to it. Having groups of people performing segments of the movie and filming TikTok clips at a show where parents are there with kids is at best rude, and worst, they're thieves. If they just had a late night showing dedicated to those wanted to perform, like the Rocky Horror Picture Show, all three sides could win.
Are you giving this crabby email the good vibes read? Is that what's happening here?
Exactly. Yes.
Oh, that's amazing. I love it. It's like, get off my lawn, but like nice.
I'm a reasonable person who just hates everyone.
I'm just so tired of talking about all these things.
Yeah.
You monsters.
Yeah. I will say, I don't really have much to add to the green bubble, blue bubble thing.
No,
although RCS isn't, I don't think RCS is nearly obsolete, but yeah, it's old. And, you know, point taken. The Minions, I mean, that's kind of the point, right? Is that there were a few bad actors who gave the other people who weren't acting bad a bad name. That's trends going back into the 1800s.
I mean, Americans are weird about movies. Like, seriously, Americans want their movies to be church, and it's weird. So I guess I'm not surprised that teenagers showed up and had fun and everybody was like...
Many theaters become churches.
Nobody goes to the movies anymore.
The theater across from Brian Brushwood in Austin went out of business and became a church.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That is actually an odd crossover, although it sort of makes sense when you think about it. Okay. Yeah. I get it.
Cathedral-like space. Yeah.
Joe Hood wrote in with some music notes. Dear friends and thingness, it's been a while and I have so many things that I feel like this could be a Fordo level email, but I will ration myself because I'm not Fordo. Also, where's Fordo? Yeah, it's been too long. This is what she does. This is the eternal, incredible mystery that is Fordo. She goes off to like Morocco for 6 months or whatever, and then pops back and is like, I've saw a million things in Morocco. All right. Here's what Joe says, though. Listening to the last couple of weeks as I came back from vacation, I need to share a nice thing convergence, a thing vergence, if you will. Every summer, I make a summer playlist for the family. It's unveiled at pickup on the last day of school and is the unofficial soundtrack for our summer. Side note, this is adorable, by the way, Joe. Oh, my God. He says, I was sharing this story with friends, and when I explained it to them, that I burned it to CD, they looked at me like I had made wax cylinders to listen to music, but our cars still have CD players and we don't need to rely on phones to play it. Molly mentioned mixtapes as a cassette strong point, but I think that the mix CD is overlooked and honestly can be easier to manage. Plus you get that super cool visor holder for your extra CDs. Also on this playlist, I like to have that last song be something a little fun, offbeat and silly. And this year, the choice was My Money Don't Jingle Jingle. So I basked in a double thing after hearing the episode. And finally, I shared that story with my wife yesterday, and when I explained your recent thing, she said, those two do a public service. With that accolade from a non-listener, I salute you, Molly, Tom, and Rich, the heroes we deserve.
Hey! Thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, Joe. That's awesome.
And hi, Joe's wife. Thank you for the extremely high praise. Yeah, way higher.
No kidding, right?
It is amazing, by the way, how you cannot even hear the name of that song without needing to hear it like viscerally.
Yeah, it just forces you, you to search for it desperately on Chrome while Molly is reading the emails, hoping you'll make it in time.
You have to.
Joe also pointed out in the Discord pre-show that the beginning of his playlist for the summer is That by Psy.
Really?
Yeah.
You were right. I'm surprised we haven't heard more about that, but I'm going to give it to you, though.
All right. Let's move on to Jim on a color thing. He says, hey guys, you were totally right about matte gray car colors. Another color trend I noticed is green clothing, a shade of green similar to a green screen. A coworker came in wearing bright green pants the other day. Afterwards, I noticed a lot of people in New York City wearing the same color. Maybe they're all doing mocap.
Maybe.
Did they have ping pong balls attached to them as well? Or are they just wearing the green?
Oh, mocap. It's not that shade. No, it's the army green is totally.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
It's the army green for sure. And then Gabby Cohen wrote in with an inevitable thing. Vergence. I'm looking this up. She writes, as I hear you talk about a snackle box and charcuterie and the combination of the two already exists, of course. And if you go to Etsy.com and search up charcuterie on the go snackle snack box, you will get it already done for you.
These are the best.
These are so freaking cute.
I love the one that's got charcuterie spelled out with the syllables separated and then the pronunciation charcuterie noun.
They're actually on Middle Class Fancy today, which is so often following several months behind the things that we talk about on the show. And I say that with respect because I love that account. But they had posted a picture of like a cutting board and it said charcuterie. And then underneath it, it said, because no one can pronounce that damn word.
Charcuterie.
And I was like, okay.
You're like, I didn't even send it.
Honestly, I didn't even send it to you guys because I was like, first of all, already done it to death. And second, like, not that funny, like a wine pun. That was like a wine pun. Like, come on.
Steven in Central Wisconsin needs a thing check.
Are
you available for a thing check, Molly?
I am available. I am ready. Bring it on.
Hello and salutations. It's a thing crew. I have a thing check. I've been a fan and sporter of facial hair since I could first grow it. From a shaggy style chin beard to a 90s Van Dyke circle beard to my current hipster lumberjack look. But while out this weekend, I noticed a few early 20-somethings sporting trim mustaches. Is this becoming a thing? My first guess is this is being popularized by Rooster's stash in Top Gun Maverick, but I'm curious if this is more widespread and if there are other possible origins.
Well, while you were reading, I conducted the thing check.
Mm-hmm, thank
by
you.
Which
what
I
are
mean,
your results?
I went to DuckDuckGo and I found an article on Byrdie, BYRDIE.com, which appears to be some site of good vibes only type site for hipsterness and style. And they wrote in May, the thin mustache is back. Here's what you need to know.
There you go.
Apparently, it is has often been referred to as the pencil mustache. It, they write, could until recently could hardly be considered an iconic style, but now you've got, you know, everybody from The Weeknd to John Waters to Will Smith rocking the thin mustache, the pencil mustache.
The pencil mustache, the John Waters mustache.
Sean Combs has one. The Weeknd definitely has it. Yeah. Oh my God, you're right. Will Smith. Yeah. Under it's everywhere.
All right. Well, there you go, folks. The mustache is back. And I
confirmed.
Unironically, we don't know, but it's back.
It's back. But the but a skinny one. Huh. Right on. Good catch. Good catch, Stephen.
Yep.
Really. We probably should have noticed that.
Yeah. I like that. Good thing spot question. Exactly. All right, let's get to the shout outs, which are handcrafted in our laboratories by Professor Rich Stroffolino for your enjoyment if you are a patron at the very highest, most prestigious level of patroning, the shout out level.
I mean, you can tell your friends if you were in a shout out. I know
you,
I would.
You would lean over at a party, right? And you'd say, I don't mean to brag, but I am at the shout out level.
I don't mean to brag, but they said my name last week in a German accent.
Yeah.
Trying to imitate Bono Hotzok.
I don't mean to brag, but my shout out was based on Descartes' letter to Henry Moore, February 5th, 1649, on if animals have souls.
Okay, I do mean to brag. I do. Oh,
when you say I don't mean to brag, we all know what you mean.
We all know. Okay. Okay. Do our patrons have souls? Let's find out. Mm. There are two different principles causing our movements. Morris Jones is purely mechanical and corporeal and depends solely on the force of Benjamin Forrest and the structure of Joe Hood, and can be called the corporeal Gabriel Cohen. The other, an incorporeal Lee Price, is the mind, or that Kevin Sill, which I have defined as a thinking Eric Duncan. Thereupon, I investigated very carefully whether the movements of Jake Woods originated from both of these principles or from Laura Abel only.
I soon perceived clearly that they could all originate from the Miranda Janelle and Andrew Bradley principle. And I regarded it as certain and demonstrated that we cannot at all prove the presence of a thinking Louis Saint-Amour in James C. Smith. But though I regard it as established that we cannot prove there is any thought in Mike Akins, I do not think it can be proved that there is none, since the human mind does not reach into his heart.
Poor Mike Akins. He went there to patreon.com/itsathing. He supported us at the shout out level, and we just said,
and we praised his heart is what I would take away from this.
We praised his heart.
Also, we have a catch up. Apparently, there was a little billing issue last week, and Joe Hood was left out of the Werner Herzog shout out.
Oh no!
So we must apologize to you, Joe Hood.
We must apologize, Joe Hood. Joe Hood, you are one of our most loyal patrons.
It was a card without credit, Joe Hood.
We have remedied it. Thank you so much for emailing us, for supporting us, for showing up and listening to us in the Discord, chatting with us, patreon.com/itsathing one more time. And of course, we will see you back here next week.
Say the email with me, everyone. feedback@itsathing.me.
I call it feedback.
Feedback. Okay.
Bye, buddy. Bye-bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.